Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
One, two, three, four.
Johnny, tell us about the IBMA International Band Grant and how you guys won that.
Yeah, we are very lucky. We applied for it.
Let's start over. You don't win these things by luck. You win.
Yeah, I would have gone another way, but it's okay. So yeah, we applied for the IBMA Band Grant in 23, and yeah, they chose us for the 2024 winners, and we were very excited that we won it and are still incredibly thankful for this opportunity to the IBMA.
What kind of thing did you submit in order to sort of be a contestant?
Yeah, we submitted some songs. We recorded, I guess, only originals. Yeah, we filmed for YouTube and we submitted that. I'm not sure which songs exactly you remember, Basti.
Did they ask for you to submit an original song?
I'm not sure if they asked, but we submitted an original one, definitely. I'm not sure if it was like a condition, but yeah.
Talk about what it was like to be on the Grand Ole Opry stage. What was that experience like for you?
It was surreal for us. We know all of this only from videos, and we saw all our heroes play on this stage, and then it's us standing there in front of a huge crowd in the circle on the stage. It was incredible. I still am working on this on these feelings when I see
bet.
The pictures and stuff. I still can't believe it. I don't know what it's like for you, but I think we are in the same boat here.
Bernie, how about for you?
I have no words. It was so I saw the signs with Slim Whitman, Louvin Brothers, George Jones, and all the other.
How many songs were you able to play?
2 songs.
Who? How in the world did you choose which ones to play? Any that you've played here tonight?
Yeah, we played a Little Birdie, with which we started this set here off as well, and we're gonna do the second one later that we played. Yeah, these are just 2 traditional songs we arranged or Basti arranged, and we also wanted to honor the stage a bit by playing these 2 songs because, yeah, like I said, these are traditional songs. The decision process wasn't that easy. We had to struggle a bit, but yeah, we went for these 2, and I think it was a good choice. Like I said, Basti arranged these 2 songs, and that way it got our own twist in it, these 2 numbers. Yeah, the second one we played, it's called Meeting is Over. It's we love to play it, and it's the German crowd likes it, and we hope that the US crowd also enjoyed it. But yeah, so.
Contrast the Station Inn. Was there a big house, big audience at the Station Inn?
I'd say it was a full house at the Station Inn.
Oh, and good.
That was a very good start, I'd say. And it was like standing ovations after the show. Yeah. It was amazing. It's also very historic, and many people played them, many great heroes of ours. It's crazy that we got these 2 Nashville showcases right at the start.
Yeah,
so
I'd say.
The Station Inn was our first gig. And yeah, it sounds crazy.
Not too many bands will say that, yeah, our first gig was at the Station Inn. That's a great thing.
Yeah, but like I said, the crowd was great there, and they took us in very kindly, and they, from the first song, they gave us so much energy, and all our nervous feelings went away. They vanished. Huh.
Well, I've been counting numbers, numbers and signs. Been counting all the cats flying around the sky. Stones beneath the track, Lord knows I'm due. Most of all, been counting nights till I'm with you. Why, God, I hate to hear blue eyes cry. How come I'm a-hearing you and around? Why, these days are hard to get by. And when all is sung and done, go count days till home. I've been counting faces and counting smiles. Everywhere locations that I see for a while. Counting lots of reasons, still I got no clue. Keep counting down the days that I'm gonna get back to you. Why, God, I hate to hear blue eyes cry. How come I? hollering in and out. Why, these days are hard to get by. Countess till home.
Johnny, I'm wondering if you and Bernie also pursued studies after high school.
So I learned, had bass lessons, and after that, nothing.
Did you go to a university after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? What did you do there?
I studied ecosystem engineering.
Fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of bluegrass there, but I just finished like 2 weeks back.
So. Oh, you did? Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, you
or
got
maybe
your...
he needs to play his whole life bluegrass.
Yeah, that's right.
I work at a Greek restaurant.
Is it a 3-year program at the university or a 4-year?
It was 5.
Oh, okay.
5, 6.
5 because you
We
you
don't
stretch.
Have to pay for university, so we study for quite a long time.
Oh.
So it was, I had like 3 years for bachelor thesis and two and a half, 3 years for master's.
I'm always strong, but it would be like to die. She asks me why. Always smile when I feel like I'm gonna cry. She asks me why. Over the cliff and phantom sounds, she's always up for me, her hand. I hear her coming through the echoes, through the echoes, through the echoes, straight to me. Over and over, over and over, over and over again. It's always one and one, it would be like that. I ask her why. She says everything that she sees shines in the sky. Up to shining when your belly's round and down a phone. When you ask for bread and get a stone. When you feel like you're alone, listen for me coming through the echoes, through the echoes, through the echoes, straight to you.
Yeah, some more venues you're going to be playing outside of this region?
Yeah, we go to California on Sunday for the High Sierra Festival and a few more gigs there. And after that, we travel to Andy.
Hi, Brad. So we are, yeah, we go to California next week and then we are flying back out here. We're going to do some stuff in the Midwest and then we're going to go to New England and we're going to end in Baltimore on July 20th, yeah. Mm. For them, this is their first time really in the U.S. past going to Raleigh, North Carolina, which is a beautiful city, but not the whole country, you know. So they get a real taste of everything, you know. So I'm excited for them to see a little bit of what we got in different little pockets.
How did this happen that you all came together and met?
I did a 4 or 5 week tour of Germany back in 2019, like right before the lockdown. And I was there, and we were playing a few shows in Bavaria with the Price Sisters. Went to college with them, so we've been good friends for a long time. And we were over there, and these guys opened the whole show for us, and I was just kind of blown away. They did this really intense a cappella version of Beyond the Sunset from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And I cried in the lobby, and I was like, oh, great. Now I look red-eyed for the rest of this whole gig. And it was a phenomenal time, and I feel like I cornered them and verbally attacked them and was like, who are you? Why are we not best friends? And then I've been kept up with them over the years, and then they reached out to me being like, hey, we need a bass player for this IBMA and for this 5 week tour. I've been such a super fan of their music for so long that I said yes. And, you know, I get to play music full time, so I get to kind of design my schedule. So it was like an immediate, like, build everything around it kind of summer. You know?
Well, I've been counting numbers and signs, been counting all the cats flying around the sky. Stones beneath the track, Lord knows I'm due. Most of all, been counting nights till I'm with you. Why, God, I hate to hear blue eyes cry. How come I'm a hearing and around? Why, these days are hard to get by. And when all is said and done, go count days till home. I've been counting faces and counting smiles. Everywhere locations that I see for a while. Counting lots of reasons, still I got no clue. Keep counting down the days that I'm gonna get back to you. Why, God, I hate to hear blue eyes cry. How come I'm hanging around? Why, these days are hard to get by.
How'd you find Bernie?
I played with Bernie in a rock band. In the beginning, he didn't want to sing, and we found out he had this great tenor voice. Just play guitar, like electric guitar. Yeah, but we found out, and we said, you have to sing.
What kind of a rock band did you guys have together?
Oh, back then it was like progressive rock. But now we still, the three of us still play in a rock band, but we do like 70s rock.
Bernie, can we talk a little bit about your vocal training? Where did you learn to sing?
Yeah, I think the teacher's next to me. Yeah,
yeah, you mean because he forced you to do it? Or
yeah,
he
really hard. Higher and higher and higher and more and louder. And
who are your guitar heroes?
Yeah, I started play bluegrass when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
The friends from my dad took me to the to these workshops in Slovenia, and I met Dan Crary, Pepe Gambetta, Steve Kaufman. They are my teachers there.
Wow.
And I started bluegrass, yeah.
Dan Crary is amazing.
He's, I think, the best guitar teacher.
Did you do workshops with Dan Crary?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do workshops
Steve Kaufman.
In person?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
Hey, little darling, won't you stay while I am here? And hear me calling when I sing. All the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they fled. You told me that when that's our hope we're in. That's our hope, world. Yeah.
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Johnny and the Yoo-a-hoos, our guest on this 901st program. We want to thank all of you listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn radio stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back Johnny and the Yoo-a-hoos for one more number.
We have one more song. It's a Bavarian song, actually. It's a Bavarian folk song, you could say. And I think no one ever played it as a bluegrass tune, so we're gonna do it now. It's called Hans Bleibt Da, back where we come from, and it translates to Hans, stay here.
John, please stay, the weather's not for sure, they say. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. Sun may shine or rain may fall, or it ain't gonna change at all. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure, they say. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. Sun may shine or rain may fall, it ain't gonna change at all. John, please stay, the weather's not for
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.